Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, if you want to join us for that, now's your chance to get on them phone lines at 410-583-1057. Now, Linda, you know, we start a new segment here on the programming. I'm sure once we get some fancy imaging to surround it, it'll sound even more awesome than it already is. But we'll call it for now, Heroes of the Week in the National Football League. We're 3 weeks into the season. We pick our choice for the top offensive player, top defensive player, and the top rookie for that particular week. And we'll start it with Vinny, your top offensive player for week three.
Mine is Caleb Williams, 19 out of 28, 298, 67.9%, four touchdowns, no sacks, 142.6 quarterback rating.
Well, my offensive player of the week maybe went a little underappreciated because he plays for Las Vegas, and Vegas did lose in blowout fashion against the Commanders, but I'm going to go with Trey Tucker, wide receiver, had three touchdowns in that game and a career-high 145 yards. Keep in mind here, entering this game, just six career touchdowns to his name in a little over two seasons, so this was truly a breakout performance for Tucker.
No doubt about it. I'm going to side with Vinny here, Caleb Williams, who, by the way, was named as the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. That performance against the Dallas Cowboys, and Caleb Williams is a guy that got sacked a bazillion times last year, and he's been under duress this season. But the last couple of games, we're starting to see him get it a little bit. Roma Dunze is becoming a guy. Yep. DJ Moore, he had a touchdown reception. So Caleb Williams, congratulations to you, and a little shout out to Jonathan Taylor for the Colts, too, who did well enough to be the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Vinny, who is your defensive player for week three?
Kind of obvious this week. Isaiah Rodgers, Minnesota, 87-yard interception for a touchdown, 66-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown, had three tackles, and caused another fumble. You see, like he's punching, like Marlon used to do. He punches it out with a closed fist.
Yeah, that one. I mean, it was like he just stole it from the receiver's arms as he was running the other way. I don't even know if the ball hit the turf. Just snatched it right from him. For me, all right, it pains me to do this because I am going to highlight the Steelers here. And I don't know if this says more about the Steelers' defense or the Patriots' lack of ball security, but four fumbles for New England in that game on Sunday proved to be detrimental for them. If I got to pick one guy on that Steelers defense, I guess I'll go with the ringleader, TJ Watt. I mean, who else? And it does help that he got his first sacks of the season, give him two on the day, and he recovered, as I said, one of those four fumbles.
Yeah, New England, as Will Graves said, they kind of served him up on a silver platter in some areas, but, you know, we've talked about it a bazillion times with the Ravens. They don't have that guy. They don't have Hendrickson. They don't have Myles Garrett. They got Mrs. Garrett. So looking for Tootie.
So anything.
In the backfield. I'm going Derwin James. Chargers, who, by the way, was named as the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. 12 tackles.
Nice.
A sack. Four tackles for loss. As the Chargers approved a 3-0 on the year, this guy was a stud coming out of Florida State. He's been stud Lee when he plays. He's had some injury problems over the years. But when he's on the field, we had Trey talking about Kyle Hamilton. Derwin James does that. Impact plays. Impactful player. And he did it again last week as the Chargers held off the Denver Broncos. And who is your rookie of the week?
My rookie is Luther Burden III, second-round pick, this past year. Three catches for 101, a touchdown, averaged 33.7 per catch with a long of 65.
Give me Cam Scataboo. I mean, yeah. I've just been itching to throw this guy in this segment for a while now, but he's finally given me good reason. Slow start for him in week one, but consistently getting more and more reps, more and more involved this past week. His most efficient, 60 yards total, 6 yards per carry, and the only touchdown of the night for the Giants when they lost to Kansas City. In my opinion, he should be way more involved than he already is, especially with a rookie quarterback taking over.
I'm going to go Seattle. And Torrey Horton, fifth-round draft pick out of Colorado State. 95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. He caught three passes for 32 yards and a touchdown as Seattle dismantled the New Orleans Saints. DK Metcalf, he's now in Pittsburgh. Smith and Jigba is their number one receiver, but that Lockett-Metcalf duo that was so prolific for many years, they've been broken up. This guy, fifth-round pick, coming out making this sort of an impact. You are my rookie of the week in the National Football League through week three. Your schedule for week four, tomorrow night, 8:15. In Arizona, that NFC West up for grabs. Seahawks, speaking of which, they're at Arizona, taking on the Cardinals. Seattle, 1.5-point favorites on the road. You can hear that game here on 105.7 The Fan. It's an interesting matchup because...
Well, with Connor's out, that hurts.
Done for the year,
sort
of out. But San Francisco, is Purdy going to be back? I mean, Kittle's out for a while. Bosa's out defensively for the entirety of said season.
I think it's an open division. You know, the Rams should have beat the Eagles. You know, so I think Seattle, I think it's going to come down, Bob, to Seattle and the Rams.
Vikings and Pittsburgh in Dublin. 2-2-1 teams. Minnesota, 2.5-point favorites in that one. Commanders taking on Atlanta. Penix will start this game, as announced. Washington, 2.5.
And, well, they fired the wide receiver coach.
Why wouldn't they?
I mean, right.
Yeah. Blame it on him. Saints at Bills, 15. Wait a minute. 16.5 is Buffalo, undefeated against winless there. Cleveland at the Lions. Detroit minus 8.5. They just dropped a big old number on the Ravens, 38. They scored 90 points in their last two games. Now, maybe a tougher order against the Cleveland defense, but I mean, the Browns have scored 43 points total this season. So they haven't scored 20 yet in a game. If they score 17 like they normally do, they're losing by 15 to 16 points. As good as the Ravens proved that a couple of weeks ago. Carolina's at New England. Patriots minus 4.5. I see the Panthers as live dogs. We'll do our picks on Friday, of course. Chargers and Giants with Jackson Dart. L.A. 6.5. Eagles at Bucks. Philly minus 3.5. Mike Evans out for about a month with a hammy for old Baker Mayfield and the boys. Tennessee's at Houston. Two winless teams. Texans laying 7.5.
Yeah. And the head coach gave up play calling duties.
So. For the Titans.
Yeah.
That's always good. Colts are at the Rams, one of the games of the day. Indy's undefeated. Rams are still 3.5-point favorites in that one. Jacksonville at San Francisco. I like another live dog in this game. I mean, I'm not saying Jacksonville's all that great, but 49ers minus 3.5 in this one. Bears at Raiders. Chicago minus 1.5. It's going to be a hell of a game in 1985. Packers at Cowboys. Green Bay coming off that stunner at Cleveland. Packers minus 6.5. Monday night doubleheader, Jets and Dolphins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody's looking for that win, first one of the year.
I'm guessing
Miami's
not a lot of people tuning into that one.
How about the Bengals and Broncos then? Set ratings records for this one?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a bad one too, because it's going to probably be a one-sided game.
Yeah, I see Denver puffy pants and them. Yeah. They're 7.5. And then finally, the Ravens are at Kansas City. Baltimore coming off that disappointing loss at home to Detroit. They're 2.5-point favorites at the Chiefs, who are also 1-2. Difference is Kansas City's coming off a win. Ravens coming off a loss. Their second one against the playoff team from last year.
Yeah, and if you looked at the Chiefs, the way they played, it's like, blah. They have not played well. Their defense is getting older, you know, but they're not 32nd like the Ravens.
Right. Now, if the Ravens score 30 on Kansas City, I'd expect a comfortable win.
Yes.
If the Ravens lose a shootout to Kansas City,
that's bad.
There's already problems. I mean, now we're really, really concerned.
DPs!
Where's Chuck Pagano? Rex Ryan, I don't think he's walking through that door. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah.
And Owings Mills. We'll come back at NFL lunch. You want to bet on the Ravens? Now's your chance. This is the time. 410-583-1057 MLB report. Coming up at 1:15. Then Eric Edholm from NFL.com. Preview week 4 with him. And coaches on the hot seat. And the 0-3 team that could dig itself out of this hole and maybe save the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.